Hey, this is Ola. Thank you so much for stopping by at the Men of Prestige podcast. If you want the full show experience, which you don't want to miss, please stop by. Come over to Facebook and YouTube. You will see the links in the show notes. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the next episode.
Happy Valentine's! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Valentine's to you and your loved ones. I hope you are doing well. Welcome back. Today is the 14th of February 2024. And of course, today is Valentine's Day. Okay. Shout out to you if you have, if you received love, you haven't received love today. Either way, it doesn't matter. You're receiving love from me. Happy Valentine's to you. There you go. All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome. Do me a favor, hit that like button on your way in. As you're coming in, hit that like button. Let's bring everyone into the room. We do have a great show for you today prepared. And we're also going to, today is also Wealth Building Wednesday. Today's episode of the Wealth Building Wednesday is going to be interesting. If you're watching me on Instagram, you're watching me on Facebook, we will be cutting off those streams shortly. So you might want to just join us on YouTube, okay? Just want to let you know that's what we're going to be doing henceforth. We will start off with you, but we'll cut it off momentarily. But like I said, do me a favor, hit that like button, share, subscribe, turn up your notifications. We do have books for free because I believe every one of us should be reading at least audiobook, okay? And if you want access to all of my five books, I do have five books out there. But you can access all of them for free. There are two books on relationship, two books on real estate, and one on business and marketing. You can find them at manofprestige.com. We also have merch and clothing if you want to rock prestige wear like I do on the show from time to time. You can also do that. If you have any questions directly for me, you want me to, you want my opinion on something, or you have questions about the platform, you can also send an email to ask@manofprestige.com. And you can also join behind the scenes conversation at Man of Prestige. My name is Ola. Welcome to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. And what we do here is basically we talk about life and relationships. We look at trendy topics and we extract life and relationship lessons from them. And we attack these things from a standpoint of self-power, social seduction, attraction, and emotional intelligence. And hit that like button, share, subscribe. If I say anything during the course of, you can wait until I say something that make you think. Then you can hit that like button. But if you're already used to what we do here, just go ahead and hit that like button right now. I appreciate you. Again, happy Valentine's Day. Shout out to my sponsors, Mo Fresh, Richie, Life with Natu, Adesua, Film Girl, Film Gal, Tima, Show Mama, Gores Corner, and D-Love, and Yes TV. Shout out to you all. You can sponsor the shows for as low as 99 cents. This month, our goal is $318.76. And we're already up to $67.81. That's up from $61.67 from the last show. I want to say thank you for hitting the like button, share, subscribe, donate, all of that. You know, share. Let's ping everyone else into the room. We do have some conversations that we're going to have today. Today we're going to talk about, I'm going to give you this right now before I cut off Instagram. You know, right now as part of the intro, I'm going to give you the three secrets of the perfect Valentine's Day gesture. I'm going to give you that, okay? But today we're also going to talk about, as our Wealth Building Wednesday special, we're going to talk about Albert Igwe. We're going to talk about Tony Elumelu. We're going to talk about Emefiele. We're going to talk about Bode George. We're going to talk about Yule Dochi. Some of you are excited about that. Every time you hear Pastor Yule, you just get excited, huh? Don't you? Anyway, yes, we're going to talk about Pastor Yule's today. We're going to talk about Tunde Ednot. It's making it to our news. We're going to talk about Monique. Oh, wow. We're going to talk about Vicky James. All right, we have a lot to talk about. We might as well just get to it. But first of all, I wanted to share with you the three secrets of the perfect Valentine's Day gesture. If you need to get this right before the end of today, okay? If you have somebody that you have a romantic love interest in, this is how you go about it. There are three secrets, okay? Because I know people scramble around sometimes a day before. Men usually like a day before. Women might, you know, if you have somebody that you really care about, you might have been thinking about it, you know, probably weeks before. More so because you're thinking, what is it going to give to me? What is it going to do on Valentine? You're already thinking about it because, you know, that's just the way we're all set up, all differently, right? But the three secrets is this, okay? First of all, number one secret, you need to become a student of the five love languages. There's no way around it, okay? If you have an alternative theory that another author or another thought leader came up that can replace five love languages, please feel free. But what I'm saying is that you need to understand how love works and how individuals interpret love from people to people. It varies, right? So there's a good chance that your love language is not the same as your romantic partner. All right, it's just a good chance, an extremely good chance. Okay, you need to know what that is. You need to know what their love language is. That's the number one secret. Okay, and you need to do something. Their primary love language, they might have a secondary, they might even have a couple, right? But you need to know what their primary love language is, and you need to do something from that standpoint. All right. Second secret is this. You actually need to buy a gift, okay? It's a special day. It's something. You need to do something, okay? You need to buy some kind of gift, okay? But this is secondly, right? It's secondary to whatever their love language is. So, for example, my partner's love language is act of service. Before I think about gift or buying anything at all, the first thing, first of all, is to find a way to relieve her one way or the other from a standpoint of service. Okay, that's the first thing. Okay, and if I don't do that, I'll be missing a big piece of this three secrets puzzle. Okay, welcome D-Love, I see you, welcome. All right, we'll be missing a big part of it. So number one, their love language, do something from that standpoint. Number two, you need to actually buy a gift if you can afford it. Okay, if you can't afford it, craft a gift, create something, draw something on paper, okay, and present it. It's tangible, it's touchable, right? Present it. It could be on your phone. Present it, right? That's number two. The third secret, like, no, it's not that deep. No, it's not that deep. The third secret is go the extra mile. What's the extra mile in this case? The extra mile is there's a secondary love language, right? That they always have. So for mine, my first is word of affirmation. Okay, so the moment my wife woke up this morning, writes to me and she says, "Happy Valentine's, babe, mwah, mwah," that will do it for me. Okay, that's that for me. Okay, the second thing for me is physical touch, right? So if she's if we're touchy feely, that's good for me too, you know. But like I said, now as you go in the extra mile, go back again. This is to show that you're actually thinking about that person, right? Go back and look at the secondary love language. Okay, so first is the primary love language is the number one secret. Okay, you can't do anything outside of that. Number two, actually present something. Okay, buy something, create something, craft something, put it together, something thoughtful, you know. This is not much of a big deal unless their primary love language is gift giving, right? If it is, then you have to think a little bit extra hard, right? But honestly, you won't have to. It's not that deep, okay? Number three is this extra mile. Go back and look at, find out what their secondary love language is. But Apache, good to see you, sir. Go back and find out what their secondary love language is, all right? And then do something from that standpoint, okay? Do something from that standpoint. If it's words of affirmation, say something nice to them. If it's gift giving, you know, make it two in one gift, right? You go the extra mile, right? If it's physical touch, spend some time around them, give them a kiss, mama, do something a little extra that you typically wouldn't do, probably because it's not your love language, right? But you do it, you're doing it for them, okay? If you take care of these three secrets right here, you will always be on the top when it comes to a good Valentine's Day gesture, okay? And there's a good chance that they won't be able to escape you for a long time. Let me see. D-Love says, I think most men love language is physical touch. No, most men think it's physical touch. The best way to really find out, mine is I thought, like most men, I thought mine was physical touch too until we actually did the assessment and it came out to be word of affirmation. Words matter to me, okay? But I couldn't tell until I find myself in crisis. If I'm in the middle of some kind of crisis and you say the wrong thing, yes, it messes with me, you know. But it's not something I'm walking around thinking about daily. So you'll be shocked. There's a lot of men that it's gift giving, it's word of affirmation, especially that word of affirmation thing. You find out that a lot of men actually is word of affirmation, because if you say something nice to them, something that makes them feel like the man, it goes a long way. Then he might want to touch you, and then it will look like it's physical touch, but no, it's not. In a lot of time, but a lot of women also, it is physical touch. All right. So yesterday, I don't see Chinye yet. She said, "Oh, I didn't get notification. Don't wait for notification, or I warn you. Don't wait for notification. Or, as a matter of fact, do me a favor, okay? Do me a good favor. It depends. It really. Let me explain this to you before we start today's show, right? It really just depends on. It really just depends on. Oh yeah, that's the three secrets right there. We're just doing the intro with that today because we're not gonna cut this separately. Today is the Valentine's Day. All right. This is how it works, right? If you watch a lot of YouTube videos, right? There's only so much that YouTube is going to ping your phone or ping your devices to notify you or ping your email, right? If you watch or you're subscribed to a lot, there's only so much, right? So if you know that you want to support and you really care about supporting, because Chinye is one of those people, D-Love is one of those people, Natu is one of those people, a lot of you guys are one of those, some of those people, you also wait on notification. Don't wait on notification. Just come back here Monday to Thursday, 5 p.m. and always check in. The more you do that, the higher the chances the notification will work. The opposite is not true, okay? The more you depend on notification, the higher the chances that the notifications will not happen. All right, so do me a favor right now. Another thing is that commit to hitting the like button when you get here. All right, so you can see here the numbers is showing 4 for me. That's because we're not hitting the like button. That's what that is, okay? And you're not coming up to show it. That's what that is, okay? So if you help me with that, it goes a long way. Nonetheless, the biggest factor in all of this is me showing up here every day. I will keep showing up here every day until we get it right. I'm good on that when it comes to that, okay? So I just wanted to let you know. So welcome as you're coming in, hit that like button. Welcome Mo Fresh, welcome. All right, but Patrick says, Uncle Patrick said, word of affirmation is usually for men. Men like being pushed, especially when shaft is down. Yes, that's when you find out. Yep, it's in crisis, which is what the assessment does. It questions them to see how they respond to different types of scenarios in life, right? And that's how you find out what the love language is. And what they say out of their mouth when everything is rosy and lovely and lovey-dovey is not the reality. That is also true for the ladies. You actually need to do the assessment to find out what your love language is. And by the way, keep in mind that as we're talking about Valentine's here right now, you actually want to find out what your partner's love language is, not yours. Of course, you should find out yours so you can be self-aware of what actually makes you tingle, right? But when we're talking about Valentine's Day gesture and the perfect, you know, then obviously in this case, you're looking to find out what your partner's love language is. You find out what their love language is, you find out what their secondary is, and then you buy a gift, okay? You buy a gift, or you craft a gift, or you create something, right? Those three right there, those are the formula. All right, with that being said, I'm ready to go. We're ready to get into Wealth Building Wednesday and some other stories from around the world that we're going to cover today. All right, do me a favor. I'm saying it again. Hit that like button, share, subscribe. All right, thank you. Oh, let me say this. Whenever our numbers go up, that's the time that you actually want to do it more. Okay, right now our numbers are down. It is what it is. That's just the game of YouTube, right? But when our numbers are up, that's where you want to go in. That's not the time that we rest. You want to go in, hit the like button, share. Yeah, just wanted to let you know that really quickly. But right now, it's okay. Make it a practice, because if you don't make it a practice right now, you will remember that. Hit that like button, share, subscribe, turn up your notifications. If you're watching on Facebook and Instagram, come over to YouTube and let's continue the party from there. All right. With that being said, I'll see you in about 20 seconds.
Hey, this is Ola. Thank you so much for stopping by at the Man of Prestige podcast. If you want the full show experience, which you don't want to miss, please stop by. Come over to Facebook and YouTube. You will see the links in the show notes. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the next episode.